your main audience group would have mature physicians who are looking for something outside their area of specialist interest. I'm a renal physician, so I probably wouldn't go to the OTN to look for detail about kidney disease, but I would pretty well hold the rest of medicine. So the main target audience is mature physicians looking for that sort of information. But much broader than that, it can be for anybody who has an interest in medicine and wants to get an authoritative account, a general authoritative account of a condition. That would go from beyond doctors to lawyers to all sorts of other people.
Another of the important features, I think distinctive features of the Oxford Textbook of Medicine compared to all the others, particularly the giant American competitors, is that right from the start we wanted to reflect a global medicine. We wanted to get away from this rather parochial idea that the only medicine that was important were well-known diseases that occurred in our own backyard, as it were. This was very good because it allowed us to bring in, encouraged us to bring in a wide geographical range of authorship, and to make readers in the Western world more familiar with a number of diseases previously considered extremely exotic and rare and unlikely, but increasingly with the globalization of health and travel are becoming things that you'd like to see on your next acute general medicine tape.